bulletin has just been received on the WKRP teletype. Monster lizard ravages East Coast. Officials say this lizard, the worst since 78, has devastated transportation, disrupted communications, and left many hundreds homeless.
Monster lizard?
The wire service never lies.
Les, the B is out on the printer. It's Monster Blizzard.
Turning to the local scene. Last night in downtown Cincinnati, a fire swept through the Vine Street Mission. Fortuitously, no one was injured in the blaze, but damage to the mission kitchen was extensive. Now, in an exclusive Les Nessman interview recorded on the scene, here is Dr. Johnny Fever, local radio personality, who is on the scene.
This is Dr. Johnny Fever.
Yes, Les, this is Johnny Fever, and I'm here at the mission, and there's flaming activity all around me. How's that, Les? I hang out here a lot, especially on Wednesday nights. It's chicken gumbo night. And as Les said, it is fortuitous that no one was injured, but the kitchen is really a mess. And with the loss in federal funds, the mission's going to have to do without a lot, including chicken gumbo, unfortunately. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with some money out there, which is not a bad idea. Why don't you start the contributions rolling? How much can we put you down for, Les?
That was Johnny Fever. Now stay tuned for Johnny Fever.
This has been the news with Les Nessman.
Here comes John Lennon. He's a rock and roll monster. Another unique Nessman experience for radio listeners everywhere.
Well, thank you, John.
My friend, my pal, my chum.
No.
Come on, Les.
Hear me out. You're always asking me for money.
No, I'm always asking you for a loan. This is a contribution. There's a lot of difference.
Well, I don't think so.
Les, look, I know that you handle your money a lot better than anybody else around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably wade through wads of it in your apartment, huh?
You're making jokes?
Les, it's a worthwhile cause, and these are good people. Just once, loosen the money belt. Let that cash flow, huh?
Here, John.
$10. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Les, I realize this is a big chunk for you. Sincerely, I really want to thank you, and a lot of other people do, too. Man, if we can get this thing...
Don't ever do that again.
Tell you what, you give me $20, I'll never talk to you again.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down. In a while, I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, hi, Les. I heard your newscast this morning.
About the...
lizards.
Yeah. Little boo-boo.
But a very speedy recovery.
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, cheer up, Les. This came for you. It's from the Plowing Patriots of Omaha. I think it's that little award you've been waiting for.
Oh, boy. It's the Copper Cob Award. Ooh.
Nice.
I've got to go show this to Bailey.
Oh, dear.
Johnny, look what I got.
Nice. Jennifer.
Is this about the building fund for the Vine Street Mission?
Yeah, it is.
Of course I'll contribute.
Well, I was thinking about talking to Carlson about it.
No, he's in conference with Andy right now.
Well, what approach would you recommend?
Get it in writing and don't take no for an answer.
Okay. You got a steno pad?
Johnny.
I'm sorry.
I have a message pad.
Fine.
And while you're working on him, I'll see if I can't come up with a few donations on my own.
Would you?
Of course. It's my pleasure. How much do you need?
Well, they said about $40,000 to rebuild, you know, but anything's appreciated.
Duck soup. Oh, no, that's fantastic. Canned food would be a big help. Yes, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Morning.
Morning.
Did you hear anything about a giant lizard on the East Coast?
Oh, yes, sir. He is alive and well, and he's coming this way.
Kidding, aren't you?
Maybe. Maybe not. But I would lock my car door on the way home tonight, Herbie.
Yeah.
Herb. Hmm? Johnny is trying to raise funds for the underprivileged at the Vine Street Mission. How much can I put you down for?
Underprivileged?
Yes.
As in poor?
That's right.
Passeroni.
Why?
Because I don't believe in the poor. I believe everyone should pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, like Venus did.
In your ear, Herb.
These people don't even have boots, much less bootstraps. They need your help. It's called charity.
That's charity. Read a lips.
Look, I don't believe in charity, period. End of report.
I know my regret asking this, but why is that, Herb?
Well, because people only give to charity to make themselves look good.
I might have known.
I mean, they want to impress people. Me, I'm just I'm a little bit different. I mean, I want people to like me for me. So, don't talk to HRT Junior about charity, because I'm just a little too real for that.
You don't give to charity?
Never.
You swear you don't give to charity?
I swear I never give to charity.
Do you swear that you never give to charity in front of the Internal Revenue Auditor?
Well,
you are the lowest form of life that I have ever encountered.
All right. Put me down for $20.
20, thank you.
You play dirty, Bailey.
I know. Venus.
It's okay, Bailey. Don't pressure him.
I know. I'm all for it. I'll give.
Great. How much should I put you down for?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Double whatever it is you're giving.
I was hoping it'd be a little more than that.
Yeah, that's right. That is too cheap. Put me down for 3 times what it is you're giving.
See, Venus, this is kind of a personal thing with me. I mean, I understand these people. They're lightly warped, but they're trying.
Lightly warped?
Yeah, by light. But they deserve our support.
Aha. Tell you what. I'll give you a week's salary if you get that poster out of here.
Well, you know, I love you, Grace, and I like your music, but charity comes first. Guess which DJ has managed to raise almost $500 this morning?
Are his initials Johnny Fever?
That's right.
Congratulations, Johnny.
Yeah, Jennifer's helping raise funds. How's it going?
I'm finished.
You quit?
$40,000 was all you needed, wasn't it?
You've already raised $40,000?
Well, in a manner of speaking, I'm having several of my friends over to my apartment this evening. I tell them about your charity. They take out their checkbooks. It's just a matter of a few hors d'oeuvres and a little chit-chat.
Jennifer, what would you say if Ronald Reagan called and asked you to be Secretary of the Treasury? Huh?
I said no. Charity is much more fun. One only has to work when one wants to.
Yeah, Jennifer, you really ought to come down to the mission and get to know some of these folks.
I'd love to, sometime.
There's this one guy, Charlie. He can pull his lower lip up over his nose.
Now that's entertainment.
You know what? I'm I'm just so much better at raising money. Which reminds me, I would like the two of you to come to my apartment tonight. Bring the whole gang. Starts around 7. Plenty of food and drink.
You want us there?
Of course.
With all your wealthy friends?
Johnny, what is the point of having a party like this if the people who are going to contribute don't meet the people involved? Just be there.
Wow. It's too bad you gotta work.
Yeah, that's right. That's a shame. That's a party that cries out for a minority member.
Bailey, would you watch the time and take these stuffed mushrooms out in exactly 8 minutes?
Right. Do we serve these before or after we hit them for the money?
It goes like this. Cheese puffs, cocktails, money, stuffed mushrooms.
Ah.
Then, double cognac, money, triple cognac, money, money, money.
Beautiful.
Just think of this as a very expensive Tupperware party, right?
Wait a minute. You are the Mittenhoffs? As of the Mittenhoff Library?
Yes, that's right.
And the Mittenhoff wing of the Memorial Hospital.
That's correct.
Well, say, you people are all right.
Well, thank you very much.
Mr. Carlson, please have one of my cheese puffs.
They're
a northern Italian recipe I got in Venice.
Oh, Venice is so lovely. But the water smells, I felt.
Water stinks here, too. Check it out sometime.
Herb, take this cheese puff and eat it. Mr. and Mrs. Mittenhoff just returned from Washington. How are things in our capital?
Oh, the Gipper's doing one hell of a job.
He's cutting everything to the bone. We're going to have a balanced budget if it kills us all.
Hey, Mittenhoff. My wife and I went to Washington about 3 years ago. The Lincoln Memorial is pretty good. There's a great big guy sitting in a chair.
Why don't we all sit down and get comfortable?
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
Okay. Now, as you may have read in the papers, the Vine Street Mission was damaged in a fire last night. Apparently, something just got out of hand in the kitchen.
Oh, dear.
And there is no money to rebuild it. The funds have run out.
Jennifer, I think the time has come when the private sector should take care of their own. How much do we need?
Dr. Fever, he's an announcer at our station. Perhaps you've heard of him.
No,
sorry.
Not really.
Anyway, he's a friend of the mission, and he says that the damages amount to about $40,000. Now, the ball has already started rolling. Why, Mr. Carlson and Mr. Travis have already made very substantial donations.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Jennifer, I wonder if we aren't thinking too small here, putting $40,000 into an old building. Why don't we put up a brand new building?
Oh, Judge, that is exciting. What do you have in mind?
Well, it just so happens I have a parcel of land I have no use for in the Price Hill area.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
That's an excellent idea, Sid. But what's a plot of land without a building? Now, I will contribute $50,000 to the construction of that new building.
Holy moly.
And I'm pretty sure I can lay my hands on 50,000 more.
Oh, Sid, I just knew you would.
These guys are murder.
Herb, Andy would like to see you in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Herb, why don't we make the Mittenhoffs a couple of zombies?
Okay, fine. You're gonna love these. They'll knock you on your butt. Come on. I think I'll just slip in there with them. Travis, we need to talk.
Well, I certainly invited the right people here this evening. Thank you so very much. And I know what the people from the mission would say if they were here. Well, that must be Dr. Fever.
Oh, that's the very famous one.
Oh, yes, of course.
Gang's all here.
Hello.
This is Sheila Morgan. She's Vine Street's corresponding secretary and historian. And this is this year's president, Charlie Jones. And, of course, Percy Romanoff, our acting vice president, treasurer, and
sergeant-at-arms.
Right.
What a wonderful surprise.
See, I told you. I just thought I'd help things along if I brought all of them.
Well, it'll make things interesting. I'd like to introduce our new guests to the Mittenhoffs and the Randalls.
Hi.
Thanks for coming. We all appreciate it. How are you?
Bailey.
Thank you, sir.
Les.
I think I'll go help with the zombies.
Me too.
Well, why don't we all come right in here to the living room and be, well, chummy?
Charlie, why don't you tell them about the kitchen?
Well, sir, the damn thing just blew up. I mean, I was there. It scared me so bad. I just about...
Percy? Why don't... you were there, too.
It was just something.
Well, why don't we tell the folks what the mission means to us before the explosion? Sheila, you tell.
Well, see, we don't like the name mission. That's why, among us anyway, we call it the David Niven Golf and Steam Club.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Well, we've written several letters to Mr. Niven, but we don't know where to send them.
Thank you, Sheila.
Oh, we saw David Niven in Florence.
Florence, South Carolina. I got arrested there once for stealing, What the hell was that thing? I remember I wanted it.
You know, it is so nice to have all these wonderful and diverse people together. We have the lovely people who are making contributions to the building fund, and the people who will be enjoying the building when it's funded. Oh, goodness, we should do this more often.
What building?
We're thinking of giving you people a new building.
We don't need a building, we need a kitchen.
This building is in Price Hill.
Price Hill? That's a suburb.
Price Hill. Price? Oh, yeah. I stole a... what the hell did I steal up there?
You steal things?
Well, I think I do. But I don't seem to remember, and I don't have any of this stuff at home.
I think perhaps, Jennifer, we should be on our way.
I think we should go too, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry you have to leave so soon, but... You will be helping us, won't you?
Oh, yes, Jennifer. We said we would, and we will.
But we don't need the building. We need the kitchen.
We'll see. We'll talk about it.
And it can't be up in Price Hill, because there ain't no bums up there.
I think this is rather presumptuous. It is our money, and you keep telling us that you don't like this and that you don't like that.
But you can't go moving the mission around that much, because... Because there's drunks out there trying to find it. And it's got to be exactly where they think it is. I mean, you can't move it a foot.
Jennifer, we've enjoyed it.
Oh, so have I, Judge. Thank you all for coming.
Good night, Jennifer. Good night, dear.
Wait a minute. I just don't get it here. Now, you're the people who said you were going to give the money, right? I mean, the deal is down. And now you see the bums who are going to get it, so you want to get out of it. Is that what's happening here?
Please, Johnny, I'd rather not have a scene.
Well, I just want to know what kind of people they are, anyway.
They're my friends.
Well, they're my friends, and this is just checkbook charity. What? Yeah, it's, here's my money, give me my tax break, but let me out of here.
Well, at least they're willing to give it, and they don't have to. What about your friends? I haven't even heard a thank you yet.
Well, hell, we got all dressed up to come up here.
Please, Jennifer, it's all right, really.
No, it's not.
I get it, Jennifer. The poor are supposed to say, thank you, rich people. Where would we be without you? Is that it?
No, it's okay, Johnny.
No,
really.
It's not okay, Sheila.
I hate fighting.
So do I.
Yeah, but this is so condescending.
And so ungrateful.
What, you think my friends are just a bunch of bums? Is that it? When's the last time you had a drink? Charlie?
5 years ago.
Percy?
4 and a half.
Sheila?
About an hour ago.
Overall, it's a pretty good record.
All right. Judge, did you or did you not give all of that money to the daycare center?
That was an anonymous donation.
Patsy?
He did. I'm sorry, but I'm very proud of you.
And the Mittenoffs donated a library. They didn't have to do that.
Is that you? The Mittenoff Library?
Yes. Did you ever check a book out from there?
No, sir. I already have a book.
Excuse me, but was an exotic dancer at one time. So I know a little bit about how life works. See, I think you rich people give money mainly because it makes you feel good, right? It's a kick. Yeah, we know it. See, that's why we don't jump right in and say, oh, thank you, thank you. But on the other hand, we'll take the money because we need it. So see, in a way, everybody's getting what they need. But don't expect us recipients to go all the way down to the buff, if you know what I mean.
Were you really an exotic dancer?
Yeah.
Well, I have this fantasy. I have this thing about exotic...
Maybe you should all get together and talk about everything.
You know, when we were, in Hawaii, he brought me this outfit.
Listen, Jennifer, I'm sorry I got mad.
I'm sorry I got mad, too.
Does that mean you might be willing to commit a charitable act?
No, and I don't give at the office either.
Jennifer, I'm sorry, but I forgot the stuffed mushrooms, and they kind of caught on fire and were kind of poured a zombie on it. Oh, to make a long story short, I just think this is a very bad week for kitchens in Cincinnati.